I'm going to read another for the big book, if I may. This is page 73 in the big book. Having persevered with the rest of the program, they wondered why they fell. We think the reason is that they never completed their house cleaning. They took inventory all right, but hung on to some of the worst items in stock. They only thought they had lost their egoism and fear. They only thought they had humbled themselves. But they had not learned enough of humility, fearlessness, and honesty in the sense we find it necessary until they told someone else all their life story. And that's what sponsoring is about. Sponsoring is about staying honest. Sponsoring is about telling another person. Sponsoring is not letting go of that responsibility that we're not going to live this life alone. Trust and intimacy with your sponsor. Boy, aren't those intimate? I mean, somebody that will listen to your rattlings, your goings-ons, those things that you thought were so important nobody else thinks is. But then we go to the next piece. It's not personal. If that person has to take care of themselves and get out of that particular sponsoring relationship, it's okay. It has nothing to do with you. That's the piece. That first sponsor, the mean one. She used to say, put on your oxygen mask first. They even make you do that in the airplane. And that's very true. That's very true. Take care of yourself first. I've had I could tell you the story of my sponsoring. I've gone from 9 sponsors to 2. I think today I have about 4 or 5. I have sponsors that I've known for years since I came into program that call me once a week. I have sponsors that I've known in program since I've started that call me every day. I got a whole collection of stuff, depending on what they need to stay in recovery, to stay honest, to do the work, whatever it is. No judgment here. No judgment about what that might be. There doesn't have to be. We don't have to decide. We just have to keep honest, open, and willing.